On this student spotlight during Cornell University's Impacts of AI Week, how humans interact with artificial intelligence may take many forms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jenny Sabin, Arthur L. and Isabel B. Weissenberger Professor in Architecture and Inaugural Chair of Design Tech, details a piece of architecture that humans and AI can help influence.
The first architectural pavilion project to incorporate artificial intelligence, ADA, is a lightweight knitted pavilion structure composed of responsive and data-driven tubular and cellular components held in continuous tension via a 3D-printed, semi-rigid exoskeleton. This collaborative project embodies performance, material innovation, adaptive architecture, artificial intelligence, and affective computing. A network of sensors and cameras located throughout the building offer multiple opportunities for visitors and participants to engage, interact with, and drive the project. The data include facial patterns, voice tones, and sound that are processed by AI algorithms and correlated with sentiment. Three scales of responsive and gradated lighting respond in real time to continuous streams of sentiment data. These data are correlated with colors, spatial zones within the project, and responsive digitally knit materials. An important aim of the project was to expand and inspire human engagement. While artificial intelligence powers the project through the precise narrowing and statistical averaging of data collected from individual and collective facial patterns and voice tones, the architecture of ADA augments emotion through aesthetic experience, thereby opening the range of possible human emotional engagement. In turn, the project opens new pathways for fundamental research on the use of AI to correlate connections between human sentiment and our local environments.
That was Jenny Sabin of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.